This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate will come to order. The chaplain of the day offering the prayer is Pastor Matthew Spoden, and the pledge will be led by Senate page Brianna Dury.
Good afternoon. I invite you to pray or meditate as you need to. Gracious God, we give you thanks for all who have gathered here in order to do important work. As we wrestle with challenges and engage in important conversations, may we enter them with a patient heart. Jesus taught us that we should love our neighbor. Lord, help us to fulfill this command, even when it is difficult to reconcile differences. May a spirit of playful curiosity clothe us, where the desire to understand the other triumphs over fearing what is different. Holy God, the psalmist sings that you are compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Help us to embody these same things so that we can cultivate good relationships with all our neighbors. Amen.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Blair, Boland, Kamak, Castleberry, Kerr, Duhamel, Ewing, Foster, Greenfield, Heinert, Jensen, Kennedy, Klum, Colbeck, Lake, Langer, Maher, Monroe, Nessebe, Nordstrom, Otten, Partridge, Rush, Russell, Schoenbeck, Shanefish, Smith, Sohl, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Sutton, White, Wick, Wismer, and Youngberg. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
Thank you. Before we get started today, I wanted to take time to make a couple introductions, starting with the doctor of the day, Dr. Robert Holm. Dr. Robert Holm is an internal medicine physician who has served the medical needs of the Huron community for 43 years. He received his medical degree from the University of South Dakota School of Medicine and completed his residency at the University of Omaha. Thank you for being here today. Help me welcome the doctor of the day.
What?
Okay.
I rooted for Oklahoma when I was down there.
Did you say it?
No, no. Also, I wanted to take a second to introduce a couple special guests in the audience. We have a longtime friend, Mike McCabe, from Midwest CSG. I believe you're the director of CSG, and he's joined by John Davis, a policy analyst for the CSG. Welcome to South Dakota State Capitol. Senator Greenfield.
Personal privilege, if I might, please.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. Because the timing is impeccable, I would like to mention to everybody here on the floor that our committee roster is not full of appointees for the upcoming CSG and Midwest Legislative Council proceedings. And so I would like you to be cognizant of that, be thinking about different committees that you might like to be on, and be in contact with me. And I will also have a listing of vacancies who's on what committees and which ones are vacant. So think about it. We have the CSG Midwest meeting coming up in South Dakota in 2021. Senator Kamak is helping to lead that charge and organizing that. But I just want everybody to think about it so that we can put forth our best foot and be very good and well-represented hosts. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Also in the gallery today, we have former Senator Stan Adelstein who's joining us. Please help me welcome Senator Adelstein back to the State Senate. Any other personal privileges before we get started? Madam Secretary, approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the second day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Senator Greenfield, Chair.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Judiciary met and recommends that Senate Bill 25 do pass and that Senate Bill 27 do pass as amended. Senator Russell, Chair.
Motions and resolutions.
Senator Langer moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 9 a.m. Friday, January 17th, the fourth legislative day.
Second.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consideration reports from Joint Select Committees.
Senator Langer moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the arrangements for memorial service for the 95th legislative session as found on page 16 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 48. Authorize charges for and payment of administrative services. Senate Bill 49, add gravel to the definition of a mineral. Senate Bill 50, revise certain provisions regarding the practice of a certified registered nurse anesthetist.
Senate bills have been assigned as follows. Senate Commerce and Energy gets Senate Bill 49. Senate Committee on Appropriations gets Senate Bill 48. Senate Health and Human Services gets Senate Bill 50. I believe we are ready for announcements. Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr.
As you were, Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Health and Human Services had been scheduled for 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. The agenda is going to be moved to next week, Friday, and due to the weather conditions and the fact that the Senate is going to be gaveling in earlier, we will not have a meeting tomorrow.
Thank you. Now, Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President. There will be no Senate Taxation Committee meeting tomorrow.
Senator Otten.
No transportation for the same reasons.
Senator Partridge.
Thank you, Mr. President. Directly after the State of the Tribes today, there'll be a meeting on bioprocessing. There's been an initiative started and some great conversations going on about developing a bioprocessing research park with the collaboration of School of Mines and SDSU. That will be in room 414, again, directly after the presentation today.
Thank you. Senator Wick.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have a Joint Appropriations Committee work groups tomorrow, and we'll be back to work again on Tuesday morning at 8 a.m.
Thank you. Senator Ewing.
Thank you. We did have a Senate State Affairs scheduled for tomorrow at 10 a.m. due to the weather, and we'll be getting out early. We have canceled that and rescheduled it for next Wednesday.
Any other announcements? Senator Heinert.
Let me talk up to you, Mr. President. Just so the body knows, two announcements immediately following or at 3 p.m. there will be a Great Sioux Nation address out to the Wakpashicha building, which is in Fort Pierre. If you go through town and then act like you're heading out to the dam, you'll see it right off to your right. And then the Coalition for Education Fairness is hosting an event at Drifters from 5 to 7. So, Kalamiapalo.
Any other announcements? Madam Secretary.
Senator Lake moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Hold on a second. Senator Boland.
In 4:14, right at 15 minutes after the address we're going to hear across the way, there's going to be a meeting about biofuels. 4:14. Please be in attendance. Thank you.
And also a reminder that the joint session is at 1:30. No debate on that? Now, Madam Secretary.
Well, I'll change my mind. Senator White moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Comments on that motion? No, no comments. All in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Session is adjourned.